This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, on Wednesday started warning truck drivers blockading the downtown core that they should leave or face arrest. It was part of a crackdown meant to end a three-week-old protest over COVID-19 restrictions. Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino blamed extremist groups for helping to organize protests in Ottawa and at U.S. border crossings, and repeated suggestions that some actors wanted to overthrow the Liberal government. Police in the province of Alberta this week arrested 13 people linked to a border blockade and seized their guns. Four members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday invoked the Little Used Emergencies Act, giving Canada's Liberal government more power to end the protest. The United States and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite Moscow's claims that it is withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the border, and they're moving concerningly into fighting positions. In Brussels, at a meeting of NATO defense ministers, Stoltenberg said, so far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, we're in the window where we believe an attack could come at any time. NATO on Wednesday ordered its commanders to draft plans for new battle groups in the alliance's southeastern flank. You can find more on this story.